The problems facing the future of healthcare are complex, from the Affordable Care Act to the affordability of care to the lack of transparency around pricing. But the University of Arizona Eller College of Management and the College of Medicine are teaming up to try to tackle some of those challenges. In the first of a series of panel discussions today, healthcare and business experts are going to talk about the movers and shakers who are trying to make healthcare both affordable and accessible. And for more on what that means, I spoke with Dr. Stephen Gilliland, the University of Arizona Eller College Salter Chair in Healthcare Management. And I asked him, who are these individuals who are looking to change the healthcare industry? Are we talking about entrepreneurs with startups, or are these hospitals trying to approach their business in new ways?
All of the above. This is such a multi-pronged problem that we have to have people from all dimensions. So in the panel that we're hosting on the influencers and game changers, one of the panelists is Heidi Janenga, who is the founder and president of WebPT. What they're doing is they are helping physical therapists and occupational therapists better connect with patients so that more patients are getting those valued treatments that they need and are not being lost in a system or being priced out of a system.
Yeah. How do you envision the system, healthcare system, working in the future? What would you prefer it look like?
It's got to get a lot more individualized and reach out to the unique needs we have of people. There's a great company in the Phoenix Valley, Equality Health, that is doing just a wonderful job of addressing health needs of those in the Hispanic community, where we see a lot of disparate health outcomes. They're better able to provide services by understanding communities, provide services that are having an impact and having an impact at a more affordable price and cost.
So let's look at the other side of this then, which is the people who actually work in the industry, right? Healthcare jobs, I know, are really in demand on and are expected to really increase. Do we have, you think, in systems like the Eller College, like, do we have in training enough people to fill these jobs?
Well, that's what we're trying to do more of. We've launched a new master's degree in healthcare management to try and train more leaders in this area. When you look at the number of jobs that are projected to be growing in this area over the next 10 years, this is one of the fastest growing areas of our economy. We at the University of Arizona feel that in order for people to successfully address the challenges of this economy, they need to not only understand the health side of it, but they need to understand the business side of it.
Yeah. One thing I know, I've spoken with directors of some of the bigger healthcare systems and hospitals here in the Valley before about when you look at the Affordable Care Act and the business model that affects, that many of those hospital administrators have been concerned about fewer people on the lower end of the economic spectrum being insured in the future. Because if they aren't insured, they're still going to come into the emergency room and still then the hospital sort of has to eat those costs. Are there any ideas out there as you look toward the future of healthcare to address that kind of disparity?
Yeah, as we look at what's gone on, with the Affordable Care Act, we saw a great increase in the number of people who were insured, and that was a big help for our hospitals because they are eating a big chunk of unreimbursed care from people who can't afford to pay and don't have insurance. So that was a big benefit of the Affordable Care Act. But what it didn't do is it didn't really rein in the growth in costs, and that's the part that needs to get under control here. We need to figure out, what is the better way that we can have multiple people responsible for those costs? You know, right now in the typical health service environment, we have insurance companies that are paying for those, but we have providers and patients who really don't understand the full realm of those costs. There's a lack of transparency in what we're seeing in the system, so that as consumers, we simply cannot make educated decisions that are anywhere based on cost. Until that changes, until we start to understand and have greater transparency in terms of costs and outcomes, we're going to have this system that disadvantages those who don't have the best insurance, and those at the bottom of our pyramid. We just have to do better for people than that.
So you're talking about sort of upfront costs, like if you go in to the hospital or to your doctor's office, you know how much something's going to be charged of you before you get the treatment?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, every other area of our economy, practically, we've got that transparency in what is this going to cost and what are my expectations of what I might get out of it. In healthcare, we just don't have that. We have no idea how much this procedure is going to cost. You know, different people, different amounts. And we really don't have a good way of assessing what is the impact of that.
Why does, I guess, the healthcare industry function in that way so differently than anything else that we buy, right?
Why indeed? It's a system that really has been devoid of that typical market forces of costs and benefits, the costs and the people managing the supply and demand there. And I think one of the reasons is that for years, insurance companies have been able to pass along those costs that they're getting from providers, from device makers and pharmacy and so on. They're providing those, passing those costs on to the people paying the premiums. We've seen our premiums go up by double digits. It's because all these other costs are coming in there. But nobody fundamentally is managing those costs. It's a system that's fundamentally broken from that market perspective, and yet we're trying to run it like a market.
So who could change that? Who could make it more transparent and more, I guess, user-friendly?
We keep looking to the government to do this, but this is a really difficult one for elected leaders to take on because ultimately it means some form of restricting. We can't have access to the very best care for all situations. It simply is not affordable and possible. As soon as you start talking about rationing or restricting healthcare, that's a big political loser. I think we need to turn to our business leaders.
Dr. Stephen Gilliland, University of Arizona Eller College Salter Chair in Healthcare Management, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.